In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, it was the third hour, and there they crucified him. And in the midst of this agonizing crucifixion comes one of the most incredible prayers ever uttered in the history of the world. What prayer is that? It's this: Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus prays for who? His enemies. He doesn't hate them. He loves them. He doesn't get on Facebook or Twitter and revile them. He forgives them. Yes, they sin against him, and he does not issue paybacks or threats of payback. There's no words like, "Man, you just wait till after the resurrection, and then I'm coming after you." Instead, Jesus prays for their forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Forgiveness. That's what Jesus is all about. It's what his name means. Remember Matthew 1:21? You shall give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. As he lived, so he dies, forgiving. Just as he lived for others, so he dies. This is precisely why the Son of Man is lifted up on the pole of the cross. It's all about his forgiving sinners, even you. Just as Isaiah preached it in the Old Testament, Isaiah said, "He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many." Now, I'm here to tell you, because Jesus died for you, you're forgiven. Because Jesus died for you, your sins are atoned for. Now, just because I've said that, and I've said it categorically, maybe you're saying, "Well, how in the world can that be?" It's because Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." How can you be forgiven? It's because on the cross, Jesus answered for all your sin. His Good Friday blood is the payment that redeems you before God. The blood of Jesus purifies or cleanses you from all sin. So because Jesus on the cross said, "It is finished," it means that the salvation job is done and that your salvation is indeed won. It's no wonder then, brothers and sisters, that Jesus has taught you to pray similarly when you pray the Lord's Prayer. "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." So, have you been sinned against? Sure you have. How are you to treat these people? You pray like Jesus on the cross. He said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." He's taught you to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." So you forgive sinners as he has forgiven you. That includes everyone. Not just your friends and families, but those you consider even to be your enemy. You pray for the forgiveness of others, not just for their little sins, but even their big ones. You even learn how to pray like Jesus when you're sinned against in very harsh ways. I don't know if you've learned this in your life, but you will. When people sin against you in some really, really bad ways, the Lord will teach you to pray like Jesus himself. "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." And then, like Jesus, who prayed, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit," you learn to pray likewise. "Father, into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things," as you always trust in the Lord's forgiveness for you. Yes, brothers and sisters, the Lord's forgiveness has its way with you as you sincerely forgive and gladly do good to those who sin against you. Isn't that remarkable? Isn't that incredible? That the Lord Jesus would use you in such a way to forgive others as he has forgiven you? It sure is. What joy. In the name of Jesus. Amen.